Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.
Our next guest joined the Illinois Air National Guard when she was just 17 years old. She recently retired with the distinction of being the first female Command Chief Master Sergeant for the service. Welcome, retired Chief Master Sergeant Jennifer Arora to KMOX. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
So you grew up in central Illinois. You know, I'm curious what led you at 17 years old to decide you wanted to be part of the Illinois Air National Guard.
Let's blame it on peer pressure. My best friend in high school, her father was a sergeant major in the Army Guard and thought it was a great idea to introduce us to this experience. So we were like, oh, that's great. We started out on a Saturday. We went to the Army National Guard there in Springfield, and we sat around, tried it out. It wasn't for us, so we went over to the Air Guard, and they brought the magic, and the next thing we knew, we signed up. I don't know that my parents were exactly enthused about that because I was the first person in my family to join the military, so it was a, you know, it's one of those things you don't know. So we just joined, and they paid for my college, and from there it turned into 34 years.
I'm so curious. Your major actually was in agribusiness, which seems a little different than military service. You know, tell me about that interest and maybe how you were able to use that in the service.
Well, I joined when I was in high school, and my thought was to be join the Peace Corps. I wanted to make change. I was from a family farm, small. We were self-sustaining, did all our stuff. We had animals and that, and I loved being outdoors, and I wanted to do that. I was young. I didn't really know what I wanted to do, but that was my calling, per se. Then I joined the military to help pay for my college, and it just, one thing spiraled into another. As soon as I came back from basic training, it was the flood of 1993. So I got to do a humanitarian trip with the Guard, and that pulled to me. I also used my experience of being outdoors and living near a creek and knowing flooding and the earth and how you don't change Mother Nature and those things. And that willingness, that drive to serve really just stuck with me. And so it switched from the Peace Corps and agribusiness and wanting to learn all of that and that to going into the military, where I still got to share some of the things and have a little bit of an understanding of background, especially when you travel to other countries. You kind of, when you understand nature and things like that, you can kind of bring that with you. But that was kind of it. And it kind of just happened so fast. I don't know that if I actually sat down, if I go, God, I don't really know if I knew I was doing at the time.
You know, I want to kind of set the scene for our listeners as far as, you know, your exposure to things in the Illinois Air National Guard, because I understand you were still in college during Operation Desert Storm. You were one of very few women in the service at the time. You know, then it came your first deployment, Operation Iraqi Freedom. So tell us about that experience.
Well, that also was something because I was mostly an administrative personnel person, and because other people could not deploy for whatever reason, I backfilled them. So I went in a totally different context, and it was very when I joined at 17, I was like, oh, there's nothing going on. It's peacetime. I'm not going to have to really do anything. I'm going to get my college. I'm going to get out. And the next thing I know, I'm on a plane and I'm going overseas. It was very eye-opening, but it was also just an awesome experience to be a part of something bigger and get to see the other side of what being in the Guard, we get to support stateside. That means we get to support peacetime. But now I got to actually support the federal side of it and the wartime part of it.
What's it been like navigating as one of few women in the Guard?
At times hard, because it's hard to find your voice, because for me as a female, I had to be a little bit more blunt, I guess is a better word, is a nice way of saying it. I felt like I needed to resonate a little bit louder so that I was heard. But it's getting better, because when I joined in 1989, there weren't as many females. Now, the Guard really resonates with what our society is seeing. We see more diverse people, cultures, things coming into the Guard, and it does mirror our society, which is really nice. And I like to be a part. I like to take a little pride in breaking some of those barriers as being a female and staying in the Guard so long to see that happen.
What do you tell other women and men who are looking at leadership roles like you served in, as far as advice to them and mentoring?
Be prepared and take all the opportunities you can. Don't train and educate for the job. Be ready for the job. Be ready for someone to ask you, like, hey, would you like this position? So have all of your things. Be willing to take risk a little bit, a safe risk, but be willing to do things that are outside of your comfort zone, because your path plan may seem set in stone, but there's so many other opportunities out there that are so rewarding, and it's a really a great thing, and there's lots of reward in it.
I understand your daughter is about the age that you were when you signed on that line. What do you tell her about leadership and her role in the world?
She can do anything that she wants. And I know that's pretty cliche, but you really, if you have the drive and you have that, you can. Like, there's opportunities. The sky's the limit. And she is going to be one of those people. And I think I take a little bit of credit for that, because I have been a strong female my whole career. And I think that's given her some resilience and taking the risk, taking the extra hard classes or trying something that's really out of her comfort zone to see what it is that she's going to thrive at.
What do you miss the most now that you're retired?
Ugh, the people. Just the people. I mean, I'm back in Central Illinois on a full-time basis, and it wasn't just the people in Springfield that I drove to see every day. It's the people all around the world. It's the experiences. It's those relationships and those friendships that, no matter how many miles apart you are, you could reach out and talk to those people.
Retired Chief Master Sergeant Jennifer Arora, thank you so much for joining us on KMOX today.
Thank you so much for the invite, and I appreciate the opportunity to connect with you. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.